Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hilarious on Mater Dei Radio.
He is our man in South Bend, Indiana at the University of Notre Dame and the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio on Monday evenings at 7:30 or anytime on your favorite podcast app. And a little known fact, his favorite category on the game show Jeopardy, potpourri. It's Ken Hilarious. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing wonderful today. And potpourri, the category, that means there really is no theme to the category, correct?
Well, I actually, when you say that, I hear P-O-P-E-R-Y, as in potpourri.
Potpourri.
And so I assume it's all questions about the Holy Father.
Very good. I love it. That is fantastic. I'm sure they've had that category before as well. So, hey, you know what? I got to mention this to you. You know who I talked to earlier this week?
I have no clue, but I'm sitting here with bated breath.
It was the legendary Notre Dame head football coach, Lou Holtz.
You are absolutely lucky. That's awesome. How was the conversation?
It was fantastic. We spoke with Coach Holtz because he is supporting the Catholic Youth Organization's big banquet coming up, Champions of Faith banquet coming up next month. And he was going to be the guest speaker, but because of COVID, CYO is doing it online. They're doing a virtual event. And so he just wanted to support it through a video and through promoting it that way. So anyway, it was fantastic. And knowing you're at Notre Dame, that I thought that would be a neat little piece of information for you.
You know, one of the, so at Notre Dame Stadium, the legendary Notre Dame Stadium built by Newt Rockne in 1930, there are four main gates that fans enter by. And one is the Newt Rockne Gate, another is the Frank Leahy Gate, and there is a Lou Holtz Gate that has a statue of Lou, with his team when they last won the national championship in 1988.
Wow.
Right there. So think about it. He's a living guy who has a statue of him outside the stadium, and it's really fun.
That is pretty cool. I mean, I'd love to, if that was the case, to go stand by your own statue and get a photo. Here I am.
Exactly.
Which I'm sure.
That's me.
That's me right there. I'm sure he's done that in the past. Well,
you know, they say that a statue has 10 pounds, just like a camera. So I'm going to assume that that's the way.
There you go. So we wanted to talk today. So next week, the 29th, is the feast day of the angels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Do you say Raphael?
I say Raphael. Raphael. That's more just... Raphael or Raphael is another way. You know, the city of San Rafael, California is named after St. Raphael or Raphael. Yeah.
There you go. So the three angels, again, their feast day coming up. And so Brendan and I were talking about this earlier this week. They are archangels, correct?
Right. Yeah. So archangel is a word that's used. It's used twice in the New Testament, and it really just means chief angel. We think of it as an honorific or a title. Mm-hmm. It may be a specific sort of job that these three angels have. We read about it in 1 Thessalonians about how the archangel will precede the Lord's second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know Michael is named specifically as one of the chief angels in Jude chapter 9. He's described as one of the chief angels. So we're not really sure about Gabriel and Raphael, except that Raphael himself says that he is one of the seven angels who stands before the throne of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume that, and these three are named angels in both Bible. So
right.
Raphael is named only in the Old Testament in the book of Tobit, which I know I've mentioned before is my absolute favorite book. So always happy to talk about Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gabriel, we know primarily as Christians, we know Gabriel as the archangel of the Annunciation. He is the one who was sent to Mary to to get her consent to bear Jesus as the Son of God. He also stood in the Holy of Holies and talked with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist, or when Zechariah was a little questioning about what was going on, Gabriel is the one who told him, well, you're going to be mute until John is born.
Hmm.
And so that this is Gabriel's role as really a true messenger. And then Michael, we think of Michael very much as the chief of the armies of God. We read about Michael in the book of Revelation, leading God's armies against Satan and his evil henchmen, his evil angels. And so we read about Michael. Michael, the word means who is like God.
Hmm.
And so really, Michael is, of course, great spiritual warfare, spiritual battle is what we associate with Michael. So these three each have specific roles. I mentioned Raphael is in the book of Tobit. He's considered the healer of God because he actually is the one who both helps Sarah defeat the demon that has been preventing her from being able to get married,
mm-hmm.
as well as he's the one who cures the blindness of Tobit with a very helpful preparation of fish guts.
Hmm.
So all three have these specific roles. They're named in Scripture, even though angels, we know the existence of angels, are mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible. Only these three are named as having specific roles.
Interesting. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, he is the host of Living Stones, along with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio Monday evenings at 7:30, anytime on your favorite podcast app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, angels are fascinating because I know there's a lot of artistry that goes into the images that we see in books and other things. But what do we really know? I mean, it's a fascinating topic because we don't really know what angels, quote, actually look like. So what do you make of all of that?
Yeah, you know, we have these great artistic kind of traditions when it comes to angels. We picture them as with wings, right? Or we picture them as cherubs. And primarily that, of course, is because we think of them as flitting about, as quickly going to do exactly the job God has sent them to do. And that's why they need wings. You know, we as humans think of birds as being fast and free and able to go absolutely anywhere as fast as they can.
Right.
And so that's probably why we associate angels with wings. You know, we think of Michael and we think of an angel with wings arrayed in battle gear, right? He's got the breastplate. He's holding a sword.
Right.
When we picture Gabriel, we often picture a very famous painting of Giotto of a man dressed in a robe holding a lily, the lily of purity,
mm-hmm.
And waiting to hear Mary's response. And so our imagery is associated with the stories that we associate with these angels. And, you know, it's actually the great artist Raphael, who himself is named after an archangel,
mm-hmm.
who gives us the idea of cherubs, angels being cherubs with wings.
Right.
And that's the image that we have. The thing is, many, many religious traditions have angels. It's not just Christians. It's not just Judaism. But in Islam, angels have a very important role. It was an angel that actually, in Islamic tradition, it was an angel that spoke the words of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the Church of the Latter-day Saints, it's the angel Moroni, who is atop the of their temples. We picture the angel with the trumpet. For Christians, the angel with the trumpet is often associated with Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
We call that Gabriel's horn.
Mm, yeah.
And we hear about this often in spiritual songs. You know, Gabriel is identified as that angel whose trumpet blast indicates the Lord's return. And for us, that actually comes from John Milton, the poet who wrote Paradise Lost. He's the one who identifies Gabriel as the one with the horn.
Yeah, fascinating subject, angels. And, of course, the feast days of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael coming up on next Wednesday, the 29th of September. Fascinating always, Ken, to talk with you as well. We hope you have a very wonderful weekend and enjoy a beautiful Saturday.
You too. Enjoy your weekend, and God bless you. And let's always pray for the help and the protection and the guidance of angels.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for being with us, Ken.
Take care.